2 meters. Transmit.
IRLP reflector 2, link on.
K6JSI, San Diego, monitor. Monitoring the Denver reflector tonight from K6JSI, San Diego. Oh, well, guess the reflector's quiet.
Shorty, KF62HB Stewart here. That was, you were trying to connect into Denver on that one?
Oh, we're connected to Denver, but nobody's on the reflector. It's actually a reflector where several people can get on and talk. But either nobody's monitoring or nobody's responding right now. I'm just going to take it down and try and know directly.
What do you mean by reflector?
It's a reflector. Normally, the IRLP, you can talk to one node at a time. When you dial up one of the three reflectors, any number of nodes can be on the reflector, so it's kind of like a party line.
Guess I'm a little confused. It's not like you're connecting to just a repeater that's out there?
Correct. I just connected to the reflector, and then if any other nodes are connected to the reflector, then they can hear us and we can hear them. One last try. Anyone monitoring the reflector at Denver? K6JSI in San Diego. Oh, well. K6JSI.
Reflector 2, link off.
I'm going to try some of them over in the UK because they're 8 hours ahead of us. So if it's 11 here, it's going to be 7 a.m. there.
Let's see. What have we got? Sydney, Australia. There's Sheffield, UK. We can try Sheffield.
Can you connect to more than one at a time?
No, just one node at a time. That's why the reflector is so much fun. There have been 20 nodes connected to the reflector from all around the world, and that can be a lot of fun. Let me connect this up to Sheffield in England, K6JSI.
Error. The call attempt has timed out. The connection has been lost. Error. The call attempt has timed out. The connection has been lost.
Well, that's not working. Let's try Sydney, Australia.
The node you are calling is currently disabled. Please try again later.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, that didn't work. Let's try Hilo, Hawaii. Or would you like to try another one besides Hilo out there, Kirk?
Let me see if Robin or one of those guys out there on 320.
That's AH6CP in Honolulu.
AH6CP, Honolulu, Hawaii. Link on.
Why don't you give him a shot, Kirk?
AH6CP, or Broken Television. Either you guys around this morning? WB6EGR, Los Angeles.
AH6CP, Honolulu, Hawaii. Link off.
Shorty, can you connect to anybody in New York?
Well, it'd be 3 o'clock in the morning there, but yes.
Well, 3 o'clock in the morning in New York is like middle of the day over there.
Well, the only node I have in New York is Rochester. WR2ROC. A6JSI.
The node you are trying to call is currently connected to Saskatoon IRLP reflector.
Okay, let's go there. Saskatoon reflector.
Saskatoon IRLP reflector. Link on.
K6JSI in San Diego monitoring.
Saskatoon IRLP reflector. Link off.
Well, we're not doing too good. Let's try Anchorage and see if those fellows are up.
KBHJXX, Anchorage, Alaska. Link on.
K6JSI in San Diego monitoring. Anybody on up in Anchorage tonight? Monitoring in Anchorage tonight from K6JSI in San Diego.
K6JSI, KL7BK, good evening. I'm in Wausau, Alaska.
KL7BK, I think you said. This is K6JSI in San Diego. My name is Shorty.
On the 91 freeway headed towards Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful evening out here. What did you say your name was?
It's 11:30 at night. They're probably pretty late to get a hold of them. Anyways, back to the other gentleman there. This is KL7BK.
Stuart, it sounds like you guys doubled. I actually handed it over to him to see if it was all right if I could hand it over to you. So I think you two doubled. Go ahead, Stuart.
All righty, I'll give it another shot there. Hey, this is Stuart, KF6QHV, driving on the 91 freeway. It's a beautiful evening here, just almost in Los Angeles. I didn't catch what your name was, sir. Mike, how are you? What time is it over there, anyways?
Behind you folks there. It is 10:27, 10:28
in the evening. Ah, I see. Okay. So what do you, you have a radio? Are you sitting in your, in a room in the house, or are you mobile right now? You normally get, is that very busy? You have a lot of people on there, Peter? A lot of hams over there?
Oh, yeah, there are quite a few hams in the area. I couldn't give you a good number there. There are quite a few of the, there's several clubs. I live in the Madness District in the Valley, which is 35 miles north of Anchorage. And, we've got quite a small handful of hams out here that are pretty active on the repeaters. And then this repeater there at KX, call sign here, KX8JXX, I think is his call. KD8JXX. And this is his repeater there, and he's got it on the south side of Anchorage here on the hillside there. So pretty much used exclusively for the internet linking system here. Back to you, sir, KL7BK.
Sounds good. So what kind of equipment do you have in your shack? Are you, you do HF a lot?
Spent some time. We have another gentleman up in Santa Clarita up by Magic Mountain. But did you say you had a sign clear, Mike?
No, I've got plenty of time, sir. Go ahead with the other call, or the other station. This is KL7BK.
Okay, Mike, very good. Another thing, your audio is awfully hot. I don't think it's so much you as maybe it is the node, the adjustment from the repeater to the node, but your audio is awfully hot. A couple of times you backed off a little bit like this, and my, you sounded so much better, so much cleaner than when you were right up in the microphone and talking real loud. So maybe you could just back off it a little bit. It makes it a whole lot easier for us to understand you. Kirk, up at Santa Clarita, are you still monitoring?
Yeah, working on a computer problem here. Just been monitoring for a while. All right, pop in and say good evening to you. And that's all I got about, all I have about from here. I've got a machine I'm defragging here because it's running just incredibly slow.
Yeah, I'll back away from the mic here. I have a bad habit of getting it a little too close there to my mouth there. So, okay, good enough. If you'd go with the name and the call sign there again, I'd appreciate it. This is BK, Wasilla.
Okay, Kirk, you might turn off your link carrier delay so that it doesn't hang the 3 seconds after you unkey.
Yeah, hang on, I'll do that.
He's trying to remember the code to do that. I'll tell you, his name is Kirk, K-I-R-K, Kilo, India, Romeo, Kilo. And his call is WB6EGR, Echo, Golf, Romeo. Kirk is talking into our furthest repeater to the north up by Bakersfield. And so he's turning off his link carrier delay so that when he comes down through the links, he doesn't hang the transmitter on for 3 seconds after he unkeys. So back to you, Kirk.
Okay, sorry about that. I should have thought about that, but it slipped past me. Anyway, yeah, nice to meet your acquaintance here on ILRP, and it works good. I was going to mention that your audio onto the internet does sound hot, and it's not your radio. Sounds like it's the ILRP interface, but once you backed away from the mic, it sounded good. WB6EGR in Santa Clarita.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, my apologies there. Very good. Well, it's, I couldn't tell you what the temperature is out there. We had a nice warm day. Of course, it's nothing like what you folks have down in that part of the world, but basically, we'll take what we can get here. Let's see here. Today is Thursday. I think it was Monday, Tuesday. It was Monday, Tuesday. It was 70, what did we get up to, like 77 degrees, 75 degrees, something like that in Anchorage, which is quite unusual. For this time of year, they were saying on the news that we've got more July weather than we normally would have here in the month of May, so we've been pretty fortunate here, although we are pretty dry, and a little bit of rain wouldn't hurt to kind of dampen things down. We had quite a mild winter this year. Back to you, sir. KL7BK.
Okay. WDP6EGR returning. I guess that's pretty warm for up there. I don't know. How far north are you there? Are your daytime or daylight hours kind of going into a long cycle now, or how long is the average day around this time of the year?
Opposite way, and sun comes up somewhere in the neighborhood of like about 4:45, something like that in the morning. I could be lying to you there. I don't normally get up that early, but for folks that have problems sleeping there, normally what they do is just put a little tin foil on the windows, and that usually remedies that little problem there for sleeping odd hours or trying to get there bed early.
I imagine that that could get to be a problem. I think long dark days wouldn't be as much of a problem as long light ones. But I didn't know how far north you were sitting if you were getting long days like that. Anyway, Shorty, what was the other station? I didn't catch his name. If he wants to go ahead and jump back in here. I've done defragging here, and I've got to do a couple other things, and I've got to clear out some directories and find out why this thing's running slow. I think it may have zone alarm running twice or something like that. Go ahead and pick it up, Shorty. WB6EGR.
Okay, real good. Well, thank you, Kirk, for jumping in and chatting with Mike for a bit. Yeah, that was Stuart leaving Temecula and heading into Los Angeles, and I don't know how Stuart's doing. Stuart, how are you doing on your commute?
Actually, I'm doing quite well. I just got off the 110 going up the Anaheim Street, going up the hill into Rancho Palos Verdes.
Well, great. Well, why don't you go ahead and continue talking to Mike there. Mike, if you've got the time, we don't want to completely take up your evening here. Go ahead, Stuart.
Yeah, Mike, just heading home. I went over to my kids. He's way out, like around 80, 90 miles away from me at a special school, and he had some award ceremonies tonight, so it was out there. And so I'm just heading back in kind of late, getting a little bit tired, and thank God I got you guys to talk to, keeping me awake.
Not a problem, no, I do have the time. I got to tell Shorty and you earlier there, I'm self-employed, so when I'm home, I run the Alaska Highway. So when I am home there, I'm up till 1 or 2 in the morning, and doing little odds and ends there. And just sitting here, it shows right now at 10:37 Alaska time, Anchorage shows mostly cloudy, 50 degrees, 61% humidity, and with wind at 16 miles an hour, and that must be in Anchorage there. So it's, of course, it's a heck of a lot colder in other spots in the state, and then there's some warmer spots as well. But Seattle shows. Like I said, I'm 35 miles north of Anchorage. The town of Wasilla, that's the home of the Iditarod dog sled race. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but it's a 1,049-mile race from Anchorage to Nome, Alaska, commemorating the diphtheria epidemic they had for taking sarm up there quite some years ago. Now back to you, Stuart, KL7BK.
Yeah, this is California, the land of fruits and nuts, I guess, as people back east would say. Heading up the hill here, and it looks like it's 64 degrees, a little bit cool for the evening. Usually it's around, at this time of night, it's probably around 70 or so, at least where I live. But it is a really beautiful evening, and I live kind of on top of the hill. On one side you can look down at the ocean, and the other side you look over Los Angeles. Not a bad place to be.
Down in Ventura County and Orange County, and so I used to run down there quite a bit when I'd get to the Seattle area, and I'd end up having to go down to Arizona or San Diego or LA there for that matter, and don't mind it for once in a while there, but to have to put up with the traffic there at, and all the folks that twice a month there, and we take some time back down there. It's one-way trip. So I get down there, I get all the gridlock I can handle.
Yeah, for some reason you're cutting in and out a little bit. You say you drive an 18-wheeler or is it a real big truck? What kind of truck do you drive?
Stuart, that's a jammer that we have some trouble with jamming our Palomar remote base, which is how we hook up to the IRLP. So it's just a malicious jammer. Go ahead, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry you guys have that problem down there. It's such a wonderful hobby there, and brings a lot of folks together, and you get somebody like that that gets in there kind of sad all the way around there. But, I do drive 18-wheel mobile, and I haul produce for a grocery chain there, called Fred Meyerly grocery chain, and down in the States, they own Kroger's. On Fred Meyer's Northwest grocery chain there. And I make a couple, 23 times a month trip up and down the highway there, depending on how things fall into place. Month of June, I'll get three in.
I work over in Redondo Beach over at in aerospace company. Fix computers all day, help out users, get connected to the internet, you know, all that kind of stuff. About at my destination over here, and I've been in this car for like I don't know how long. At any rate, I'm going to have to back myself out of here and thank Shorty for this experience, and thank you, Mike, for talking to us. We really do appreciate it. This is Stuart, KF6QHV, mobile in Rancho Palos Verdes, California, and I'm going to be clearing on the side for a couple. Talking to you, Shorty. I'm gonna let you kind of take over here. This is Stuart, KF6QHV, clear.
Okay, Stuart. Well, it's nice talking with you, and I'm glad you had a chance to talk with Mike up in Anchorage, Alaska. That's kind of neat. And maybe we'll catch you tomorrow when I run up to Riverside. So 7-3, Stuart. We'll talk with you later.
Thank you, sir.
You betcha. And Mike, I want to thank you very much for the QSO. It's really nice meeting you, and maybe we'll run across you again on the IRLP. If you'd like to find out more about our group, we're called the Western Intertie Network, or the WIN System. And we have a web page at www.winsystem.org, and it has hundreds of photos and all about our system and how we interconnect and link everything up, and you might find it interesting. So if you're browsing on the net sometime and want to check us out, just go to winsystem.org, and you can check everything out. Sign the guest book and say hi to us.
computers, the web is just phenomenal. It's amazing what you can and can't find. You might be able to help me. I'm looking for some software on doing your own QSL cards. You excuse me, wouldn't happen to have run across anything like that there on the website, have you?
No, I haven't. And you're getting kind of close into the microphone again, Mike. You need to back off just a little bit. And you might tell the repeater owner that his audio is a little bit hot coming through the internet, coming our direction. The audio is a little bit hot. He needs to dial it down just a little bit. Anybody on the wind system know anything about QSL cards that Mike is talking about? You can give him a hand. Well, I guess not. Sorry, Mike.
All right, Shorty. Well, sir, I better let you go there. Yeah, get on any time there. If I'm not monitoring here, I'm down in the Washington area there. I'm on the K7PP system. And I'll have to check and see next time I go through the Yukon Territory, which will be sometime this weekend. See if I can't bring up your guys' node and see if we can't bring you folks back up again there and get a QSL from VY1 country.
Oh, that would be wonderful, Mike. And yes, I know Pete Panicani very well. In fact, we've known him over the years. And I have a brother that lives in Seattle, actually Bellevue, and we spend about a week a year with him. And so we've had coffee and breakfast with Pete several times. And my brother's a ham, N7IBF in Bellevue. His name is Steve, and I talk with him through the IRLP all the time. So we're quite familiar with Pete's system, and he runs a nice system up there in Seattle. Best 73, Mike. It's really nice meeting you, and I look forward to talking with you again soon. K6JSI, Shorty in San Diego. Good night.
BK there, I'll let you take down the link.
KBHJXX, Anchorage, Alaska. Link off.